5-point lead for Houston.
Yes! To the rim! And that was a Statue of Liberty step.
I have a couple of takeaways from last night's game.
They better all be about Scott Foster, damn it.
The main one is that loss was a terrible, disgraceful loss by the Rockets. Again, blowing a massive lead on the road.
It's 19 points, Mike. If it's not over 20 with the Rockets, don't even talk to me.
They blew, 26 against Oklahoma City a couple of Saturdays ago.
See, that's a bad loss. 19 points is just run-of-the-mill. Like, this is what they do.
I had a bad feeling the whole game. I had a bad feeling the second half, and I'm not even going to talk about anything that happened in the fourth quarter. It was the middle to end part of the third quarter, allowing a big run by the Lakers that really set the stage for what happened last night. The Lakers, to me, are not a very good basketball team. The Rockets are a better team, but again, and this is now adding to the litany of horrific losses that they've had between this, between Oklahoma City, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Cavaliers, there's just a litany of terrible losses, and James Harden was terrible in last night's game. I don't care if he scored 30 points, 60 points,
or 90. He did score 30 points, though, so the streak is still alive.
Terrible. This is an outright disgraceful loss.
They were 2 of 12 after they had that 19-point lead. And this is the frustrating thing about the Rockets, as we know. It's a combination. It's not just the defensive lapses. It's that because of the manner of style that they play, the shooting's going to come and it's going to go. And they're going to have big leads and they're going to drop the big leads. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world, especially when you're watching them do it on TNT. With damn Rihanna just standing the whole day. I'm not buying any more Rihanna LPs. I cannot abide this anymore. And LeBron saying he's going into activation mode before the game. This is just yet another in a litany of disappointing Rockets blown leads. But this one hurts more, especially because this is supposed to be the start of their second season. And Paul's not happy either.
Stylistically, I don't understand how anyone can enjoy this team. And stylistically, I'm glad that they lost last night because the brand of basketball that they have started to play offensively is honestly a joke. Mike D'Antoni is the head coach of this team and is considered one of the best offensive minds in basketball. And yet the Rockets' offensive possessions are turning back into Kevin McHale's World War I Stone Age offense. This is what they do every single possession. They dribble to right outside the top of the three-point line, and then they just dribble it, and they dribble it some more. And the shot selection that comes out of that is an absolute disgrace. Move the ball around. Take open shots. No, I'm James Harden. I'm the MVP. I'm going to take a step back three. Miss it. I'm going to take another step back three. Air ball. This actually happened where he took another step back three. Three shots in a row where they weren't falling in, and he continues to do this. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's lazy or what, but he is at his best when he is going north and south, when he is driving through the lane and kicking it out to open guys on the wing. And he did not do that at the end of this game. He got into a very lazy brand of basketball. There are some people who are going to say, oh, Paul, he did drive a couple of times and he got called for a charge. Good. Keep doing it. Because when you have an off night from outside, James Harden, you need to stop shooting threes from outside. The insanity of this team and continuing to do the things that they do every single game and somehow not seeing any of this stuff in the mirror, it's reflective on Mike D'Antoni, who for whatever reason hasn't been able to coach him out of it this season. I mean, we're talking about how Steph Curry says, oh, we can't bring... I heard from James Harden, they can't play the style of basketball that they want. Well, they can play the style of basketball that they want. They have Chris Paul, they have James Harden. Chris Paul played great last night. James Harden, even with his struggles, especially from outside, did have 30 points last night, and you played a bad basketball team, and you lost. It's an absolute disgrace, and the cherry on top, guys, at the very end of this thing, they're still in the game. Like, it's not ideal, but you're down 4 points at the very end. And because they have this just woe-is-me complex with Scott Foster, they decide, you know what? Screw it. We're going to throw in the entire towel. Chris Paul is going to be like, you know what? He's going to take a stand here. He's going to throw a little hissy fit and get teed up. Okay, that's 1 point for the Lakers. Oh, Mike D'Antoni's going to do the same thing. Like that, at the end of it, just throwing in the towel, good for you guys. Good for you guys. You know what? You really showed the referees. Congratulations on your loss to a bad basketball team that's not going to make the playoffs.
So there's two things here. One, which is obviously don't lose your composure because of the... I don't want to say bad officiating. Like, what do you think of the three fouls in the fourth quarter on James Harden?
The one with Rondo was a terrible call.
Yes. Right.
That was a terrible call.
Scott Foster didn't call that one, did he? I don't think that was Scott Foster on that one. So Scott Foster, for those of you that didn't watch last night, Scott Foster is the much maligned official who just
could possibly be in jail.
Many teams hate, right? And the Rockets,
I believe, are 0-6 this season when Scott Foster is officiating their games.
I think the last time James Harden fouled out of a game, Scott Foster was there. Scott Foster just not a well liked guy by many teams. And then you have the easy narrative of like, okay, and it's versus LeBron James. Hey, LeBron James is playing. He's coming back, and the Lakers are going to be fighting for probably a 7 seed, hopefully, in their fans' eyes. And this is obviously what the NBA wanted, is the narrative.
You are correct that Scott Foster did not call the very questionable foul that Harden had pushing off of Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of go like under Scott Foster because he's the main guy. He's the crew chief. Let's hear from James Harden last night. We are going through on a Friday morning another collapse by the Rockets. They had a 19-point lead in the second half, and they lost to the Lakers 111-106. James Harden doesn't talk a lot about the officials, especially by name, but here was Harden last night in the postgame.
I never really talk about officiating or anything like that, but just rude and arrogant. I mean, you aren't able to talk to him throughout the course of a game, and it's like, how do you do that relationship with officials? And it's not even that call. Like, it's just, you know, who he is on that floor. It's pretty frustrating. And I mean, I'm probably going to get hit, but honestly, I don't really say anything. I'm probably pretty quiet guy to myself, but it's one of those things where you can't voice your opinion. You can't have a conversation with someone that's officiating the game, and then, you know, you're getting a tech. It's pretty sad.
You know, Chris had similar comments about Foster last year.
That's another thing. Last year in the postseason, in the Western Conference Finals, I think he officiated a couple of our games, and it's lingering, and it's something that has to be looked at for sure.
You feel like it's a personal issue?
Yeah, for sure. For sure it's personal. For sure. Like, I don't think he should be able to even, you know, officiate our games anymore, honestly.
I'm a little afraid that Paul will attack me like a wolf, but I actually agree. I don't think Scott Foster should officiate their games anymore, even though last night, Scott Foster or not, remains a disgrace of a loss.
You know what? It's possible for him to be a factor in this loss. He was a factor in this loss. He's not a good referee. We can all agree on that. And you go back to the stuff about Donaghy 10 years ago. I mean, again, Donaghy called this guy more than pretty much anyone when they were investigating him. Anyone! Anyone! So,
what a bizarre deal.
You know what? I get frustration with Foster. I get it. But there are people who cover the Rockets who I respect that were falling into the Bill Worrell indoctrinated propaganda that it's always the referee's fault.
Shocking.
And guess what, guys?
But both things can be true. Are you mad at the Rockets or are you mad at the fans?
I'm mad at some people that cover the team that are enabling this stuff. Uh-huh. I'm going to specifically say Ben DeBose, who I like. Ben DeBose, you got to calm down with this ref stuff. You got to. I can't deal with you. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I used to be that way. Now I kind of enjoy it. Sometimes
I can enjoy it, Seth. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can sit back and be like, ha, he's going after the refs again.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it last night. Harden had a bad game. And you know what? You can point some things at Scott Foster for this one, but one of the charges down the stretch, and I'm looking at the play by play right now. I'm forgetting which one happened first, but one of the charges was a correct call. And I understand.
Was it the one on LeBron?
I think it was the one where Kuzma stepped in. He just happened to.
Kuzma. That was a tricky one because Harden had not caught. It was a really tough call because Harden basically, it was a floater, and all of a sudden, on the landing, Harden crashes into Kuzma, who did have good positioning.
It was like the inversion of when somebody doesn't let Harden land on a three.
It was, and that's one of those where, like, it feels bad, but the defender is in the right position.
Right, he was technically, it's the correct call. It's not a great one, I agree with that, but, I mean, not long after that, they get the ball back, and Harden turns it over.
Yes.
Harden had 8 turnovers last night. Harden was taking bad shots from outside. I understand some people were trying to rationalize Harden's bad shots to me, too. And they're saying, well, I mean, he's hitting some of these shots at, like, a 42% clip, these step-back threes that he takes. But doesn't he understand that these are low efficiency shots? And I get
they're
it's
not for Harden though. The problem is, though, too, but this is what you have to remember, though. This is what you have to remember about the Rockets, and this is where they are correct, in my opinion. It's that you don't, there is no, well, I'm cold tonight. It's like, unless you've got an elbow injury or something, this is the, it's the way probability works, is that the shots come and go. And the key is that you just keep taking the shots. And it's frustrating to watch because that's not the way we operate as humans. We want to think like, well, no, you're cold. Don't take that shot. Some of it just is like, okay, if it's a shot that Harden has created a much more efficient three, step back three than anybody's ever had before. So for him, it is an efficient shot.
I understand that, but they had him on this game and he kept doing it. And I still think that when games like this happen for Harden, he needs to go to what he does best, which is driving through the lane, trying to draw fouls, or if he's not going to draw a foul, kick it out, because he's a very good passer, to someone who's going to be wide open for a shot on the wing. And he's gotten away from doing that. And I'll just admit, I'm going to basically say, every single time Harden or Chris Paul throws up an inefficient shot. Paul hit two of them last night, like over JaVale McGee, and I was like, "What? What are you doing?"
He played well.
Okay, you made it, but I can look at that and say that's a great play. But they have two elite ball handlers, and the offense has fallen into this just strange place where there's no movement anymore.
The problem is that while they have two guys who are excellent ball handlers, as you mentioned, they only have two guys who can actually create their own shots. Mm-hmm. And that's being not overly kind to Chris Paul, but they don't have everybody else who they play on offense relies on other guys to create for them. So I would love to be where you are with James and some of the bad shots. And some, I think, are objectively bad shots.
But he's also the most efficient player in the NBA.
Well, that's the tough thing is that it's almost impossible to tell what a bad shot is with James Harden.
Right.
Like it's a really hard thing in the moment.
I feel like it's easy. It feels like, oh, conventionally, if you're looking at a normal player, like, why would you take that shot? But he's the most efficient player in the NBA.
That's fine. But when it's one, when it's two, when it's three, bad, inefficient shots with the guy in your face in a row and you miss all three of them. I mean, you have to learn. And especially if it's over the course of a game, fine. If it's spread out over the course of a game, fine. But if it's like one after the next, doesn't your brain think to yourself, you know what? This is perhaps not my night.
This will obviously be one of the themes of the show, the anger from the horrible loss by the Rockets, 111-106 on TNT last night.